from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster known for his jokeless jokes, like the podcaster that puts the boom in the boom pole. I'm trying to shorten that to boom for Halloween. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep.
All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, which just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now. And the whole podcasting industry is in that place, more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I want to thank Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful, who does the theme music. Carl W., the legend who edited this episode. I want to thank Jonathan Mann on our lullabies. He's at jonathanmann.net. I want to thank Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. I want to thank all our monthly patrons at sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron. And I want to thank the moderators that run a Facebook group for listeners at sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods, N-O-D-S. And over there, we have Laura and Lida, Summer and Sarah, and Julie and Jennifer. Thank you so much for your hard work. And let's get on with the show. Hey, you have only tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you up, whether it's thinking, feeling, emotions, physical sensations, a soundly sleeping partner. I mean, oh boy. External noises, changes in your routine, travel, being so tired you can't sleep. That's one recent one. Or waking up because when you're asleep, your brain's still thinking. That's another one. Those two, those are just complaining. Podcasters complaining about their own sleep problems. Subconscious desires hijacking your podcast intro. That'll be keeping me up later. Thanks. Whatever it is, I want to take your mind off of it. I'm gonna send my voice across the deep, dark night here. I'm going to use creaky, dulcet tones. I thought I came up with meandering superpowers. I definitely will be using meandering superpowers and superpowered meanders. Those two are new. Those are new words for something I've been doing for 500, 400 and something episodes. Now, I don't think actually, let's be honest. You know, I didn't just acquire, I mean, okay, the base level of meandering superpowers at some point, I did acquire them, you know, by a combination of, well, it's interesting, but I honestly don't think the podcast hit, like, it said meandering mediocrity powers, like, well, that's an internal critic. Did you just hear that? Who uses mediocrity? Other than that lovely internal critic that gets right in bed with us, right up close. And that part for me, it's like, okay, I'm just snuggling, and then my internal critic moves over. I'm going to move over a little closer. Well, what would you say? Well, why? I don't think we like each other. Well, yeah, I'm just going to move closer here. He said, well, this is my part of the bed here, critic. Okay, I'm just going to move right in under here. Wait a second. Are you trying to move over to my side of the bed to get me to? Is this a territorial thing? Are you trying? You know, I'm going to move away from you because I don't like. I have intimacy issues, but it, like in, the internal into intimacy is it? I just you did. You said intimacy with too many syllables there. Well, good thing you're snuggled right up against me because you know I'm not comfortable with internal intimacy. I don't even think either one of us is pronouncing it correctly, critic. It's intimacy. Intimacy or intimacy? But anyway, excuse me, critic, in you know, my own bed. So if you're new here, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a long intro. Now, if you need to skip the intro, some people the intro doesn't work for it, and that's fine. I put the story start time there in the show notes. And it also should be in your podcatcher. So, and it's just written on Reddit. You know, that's a perfectly acceptable use of the podcast. You just skip ahead. Or you could set your, you know, you can skip the intro if it's not for you. But, you know, give it a couple tries. Find out if it is. You know, but this is the best way to get to know me. Because obviously you got to trust. You know, if you're going to listen to this podcast, I have to earn your trust. And I know how precious that is. And believe it or not, I'm the one person that earns trust by, I guess by me, you say, there's the mediocrity. My critics just sat right up in bed. They said, did you talk about earning people's trust? Because I got criticized first before you earn any trust. And I say, no, critic, you're not familiar with the paradoxical dynamics of making a sleep podcast. And this, so that just confused my critic. It'll be like about, I got about 4 or 5 minutes here where I could talk directly to you. The lovely person putting me in their ears or putting me close to their ears. I appreciate it. But yeah, that's, what did I say? The paradoxical, and it made that up, but it's true. I'm going to win your trust by like letting it, or at least letting your attention in like, all, I guess my vocabulary. So, that wasn't even meant as a joke. You believe that? I don't know. Let's just be honest. My brain's gummed up. Sometimes it's working really fast. And then you say, then it just starts, you know, doing that thing where you say, okay, it's not doing anything right now. I say, well, it's running. It's just not running efficiently. But my inefficiencies and my distractions and my like goofability. You see, does Scooter have an affability? No, he doesn't know what that means, but he has a goofability. He has, did I tell you I have meandering superpowers now? Right around episode 280, I'd say. That's when those kicked in. I'd say right around the birdbath episode, which was even later. That was in the late 300s. That's when I said, ooh, I got superpowers and meanders now. But I want to win your trust by losing your attention. I guess that's it. That sounds like a power. I want to win your trust by losing your attention. Like that's my, you know, my platform here. So here's what I'm going to do. The intro is going to, you know, I'm going to try to eat up like 4 or 5 minutes explaining what the podcast is, making you feel comfortable and welcome. Because I'm glad you're here. And I know if you've been struggling to fall asleep or to get back to sleep, or you're going through a tough time, the reason I make this podcast is because I've been there. I know how it feels to be there, lying there. And I don't want to get too deep into it, but you know, because I know how it feels and it sucks. And it can also hurt the next day when you tell people and then they don't get it. You say, don't do this either. But we say, we get to work and they say, man, you look awful. And you say, well, now you just managed to make me feel worse. Thank you. But well, why do you look so terrible today? Do you want a sarcastic answer or a real answer? I'd prefer that you just accept my, illusion of caring, where I just told you look terrible. That's why I show I care. Now I'm going to go on with my day. I don't really. He said, well, can't we maintain this illusion for 5 more seconds? He said, okay, sure. Why do you look so terrible today? I couldn't sleep last night. I couldn't sleep, huh? Did you try going to sleep? Yeah, I did. Actually, I did. That's why I couldn't fall. I couldn't fall asleep. Well, there's your problem right there. You don't fall asleep. You set up a routine. A rigorous routine, and that enables sleep. Did you enable sleep, or did you cause your own sleep issues? Say, well, I don't know. I just lied down. I was having trouble falling asleep. Tonight will be, because I'm gonna be thinking about how I look today at work. Oh, geez. When my Aunt Matilda couldn't sleep, she would do 500 push-ups. Did you try doing 500 push-ups? He said, believe it or not, no, I did not. But one time when me and my brother couldn't sleep on Christmas Eve, we had a sit-up contest. And then on Christmas Day, I couldn't get out of bed because I was so sore. Okay. Anyway, I got to get back to work because you're just like everybody says at work, you're an odd man. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Won't be sleeping again, I guess. And that was kind of like a fake version. But, you know, when someone says, why don't you drink some milk? It kind of hurts because we want to be seen and say, wow, I don't know, or whatever the terms are, disregard, I don't know, misunderstood or. I mean, I guess the thing is, like, I don't feel your pain, and I don't totally understand the pain you have, but I can relate to it. I guess that's what I'm saying is behind this podcast, and why I'm glad you're here, why I've worked, 7,000 hours or so making this show for the past 3 years. And at some point, they said, well, these meanders are getting, you know, they went from being low-powered meanders to goo power. They say, well, are you a guru? No, I'm a goo brain, not a guru. I've got goo in my brain. So for a while, I had goo-based meanders. And at some point, they became super-powered meanders. And I guess that's bragging. So I guess that'll come up later for me at bedtime. Why'd you brag on the podcast about your meanders? Who brags about meanders? But contextually, this is a good thing. It just needs kind of, well, on the podcast, having super-powered meanders is a pretty useful thing because I'm trying to help other people fall asleep. Now, I know my internal critic might not get that, but, you know, they're just doing the best they can, too, to criticize me so that I'll be better equipped to deal with tomorrow. Thank you so much, internal. Thank you so much for all your hard work, internal critics. So, but basically what I'm saying is I'm glad you're here. You know, this podcast doesn't work for everybody. You know, it might not work for you, but I hope it does. Give it a few tries. See if I can win your trust over, because I take it seriously, very seriously. And what we got coming up tonight, we're going to be talking, first we're going to have the housekeeping, then I'll do a story based on an episode from Metastas News. The Colombian Spanish language version, shot for shot remake of Breaking Bad. So I'll do a story based on some of the Spanish words I tried to learn from an episode. It's not making fun of Spanish or anything. It's just a meander. It's a way to make a meandering story. And I'm trying to learn Spanish. Then we'll do a recap of the episode of Metastas News. Then we'll do a recap of the corresponding episode of Breaking Bad. All of it will be, you know, sanded down so it's nice and smooth and, you know, bedtime. I'm bedtime savvy, so I try to keep, you know, I won't try to stir anything up for you. And then we'll do some thank yous and some goodies. So the podcast should be rolling for, you know, hour and 10 minutes here. So you're under no pressure to fall asleep right away. You know, just kick back and kind of listen. Let me take your mind off stuff. And then you just forget what, you know, you say, well, see, he's not really... And then you drift off into dreamland. And if I can help you, it'd be my honor to be straight. If I can win your trust over, or if you decide to let, you know, whatever. I guess I'm already in your ears. I got this internal critic is up on my, you know. So I'm glad you're here. And really help, I really yearn to help you fall asleep.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online.
Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with the receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody.
It's time for Spanish story number 57, Retiro. You know, this is a retirement story. And, you know, in some retirement places, there's this sepetoto, people that know everything. And they say stuff like, tu vimos entiende, like, we had understood it all. You know, they say stuff like, mano hubo, yubo, you know, it was the hand there was. That was all we could count on, was our own hands. No se preoccupe, you know, que down, you know, we couldn't worry. But also you say, well, caro tanque precisio, you know, precisely a tank truck. And you say, okay, you lost me there. And you say, they say, manguera, like you say, a hose in a tank truck at the retirement house. And then they say, de las motos. Okay, so you want me to bring a tank truck with a hose, motorbikes, a van. Why should I bring all these things to the retirement village? First of all, don't take any call. If a caller ID says Winfield Retirement Village, don't take the call. Trust me, this story will tell you why. And then just don't start writing. Just don't take orders either, especially when you say, but I did. So then I said, well, what's all that for, sir? And he said, Ray Molcar Robando. And they said, I said, you're going to go toe stealing. And they said, yeah, get over here. And then I got over there, and it was the retirement village of, antagonists. It didn't seem like it. They shuffled out when I rolled up with all the equipment. And then the man that had called me, Medio de Sinal, he gave me a sign. And in Peso, it started. First, this woman jumped up on the, because I had like a truck with all the equipment in a flatbed, you know, one of those things you, like a carrier. And she jumped up there and started rapping, kind of like more of an 80s rapping than present day hip hop. But she said, Cito Pelado La Caja. And I said, ma'am, did you just say you Ben peeled the box? And then she ripped the box open that had the hose in it. And then she started spraying the hose. And everyone was saying, tengame fe, keep me faith. And then I got caught up in it, you know, already. And I started singing George Michael's Gotta Have Faith. Because I memorized that song in school, because this is how sad I was in middle school. Was that when it was? But another kid who was much cooler than me had memorized it and would do it, serenade the ladies. So then I tried to memorize it, but then it became more of a clown, you know, it was more of a clowning version unintentionally. But then I said to these people, I said, what are you, lograr? Like, what are you trying to achieve? And they said, someone whispered to me, they said, tristeza, sadness. And then another person said, vaso medio, half a glass. And I said, oh. And then someone said, listones. And I said, slats? What does that have to do with this? And I said, acerca de usted. Is this about you, Bora, like being deleted one day? And then they pointed at my head and they said, cerebro. Then these two other older adults, they hopped on two of the motorbikes, revved them up, and they said, los dos no anda. The two do not walk. And then they started, you know, doing donuts in the parking lot. And I said, have you at least, you know, cut all the phone lines so the staff can't alert the authorities? Or is trouble coming? Equivoco. Am I mistaken? And they said, no, we've taken care of si quiere lo podemos manejar. If you got, you know, if you want, we handled it. We got it under control. And I said, okay, because one more thing. A los golpes también. Like, I'm also going through a little shock here. Because those donuts, I said, you wrap it. I said, I feel like I'm in a bad movie, but this is real. And then this other, like, larger, older man put his hands on both my shoulders, and he said, mira se, que lo humillo mucho. And I said, so I should envision myself as someone that's been much humbled. I said, well, that's no problem. Got that? No problem. You're done. Then he looked up at the heavens. He shook his fist. He said, amenzazo. And I said, is this a battle against the gods? I said, I've come to Winfield Retirement Village to watch you battle against the gods. And I said, where is it going to take place? And they said, Ningun Lado. And I said, nowhere. That's not a very good place to battle the gods. You got to. And then they hooked up everything. And I said, oh, this is your toe robbers. I said, are you going to rob? I said, something like that, right? And I said, Tirando, are you going to be pulling something from the heavens? He's o para eso. And then, yeah, this man and this woman dragged out this giant hook with what looked like lightning bolts on it. It's a spray painted blue. They said, he's o para eso. They made this for that. And then the guy with his hand in my shoulder said, Cuando, that's my brother-in-law. And then he said, Burlo de en mi cara. He's going to make fun of my face, but really he'll make fun of yours. And then the rapping woman, she said, Le digo cogemos. I say we catch the gods, the dios. And again, I was swept. I said, we're going to catch some guys. I said, are we catching Greek gods or Roman gods? Because I said, it's going to take me a couple hours to parse out who's who. And they couldn't tell if I was joking or serious, and neither could I. So they said, con usted nunca, you never learned our metodo, our method. Quien lo ve no, who sees no, simpatico con esa sonrisota. The sympathetic with the big smile. No es de fiar, señores. And I said, is not a trustworthy gentleman. Sympathetic with the big smile. Is not. And I said, okay, you're talking about Zeus? Probably Zeus. Or whoever's in charge. Neptune? One of those, the main god, the big boss. Okay, I'm on it. Pretending they're sympathetic, big smile. Not trustworthy. And they said, otra demando guarda. They demanded another hideout. But then I noticed in Nervicio por donde, there was nerves everywhere. So I said, Kelmar May, calm down. Before you go messing with any gods, go Bierno. The government's going to come and shut this down because they can't have you rompiste, breaking, you know, whatever the No, it's going to be bad for profits. They won't let you get away with this. And someone said, Yave fresco sabroso fresco. Fresh taste is the fresh key. I think that was the rapping woman. And then the next thing I know, I'm on the back of a motorbike or a dirt bike with my arms around like older adults. And she even said to me, imprevistos. I said, incidentals. They said, like, my bathroom stuff. I said, usually I put that in a plastic bag, but I don't have it. And then she said, sacchello lo punto, le punto, scoop it out and you point. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're talking about. And then she did one of those dirt bike slides and stopped. And she said, saga alla, get out here. And then I was out on a plane by myself, you know, with the old people on the edge of the plane. And I said, oh, great. Did I get volunteered to fight Zeus? Because that's typical. And invito listo contigo. They said, I invite. Are you ready? But luckily, no pasa nada. No, nothing happened. And then they said, ben, siéntese. Come on, everybody, let's sit down. And then I just pretended to desmayaste, like that I passed out. And I closed, well, I did. I fainted, I guess, demaye. Because I was like, I can't fight Zeus. And when I woke Kedar, they were looking after me. They said, kamate. Yeah, hemos hechos, you know, something, I don't know, like, calm down. And I noticed that, a night had fallen, but it was more of a blue night than a dark night. And I said, para pensar, I need to think here, because we're in a blue night. And they said, contarte, who told you? I said, I noticed it. And then the rapping woman said, hola, amor. And I said, good evening, amiga. And she said, hola, amor. And tan mal de fue, it was bad sleeping. They say blue light on a screen's bad. Try blue sky, try sleeping with that, no good. So los les dije, I told him, I said, this is Zeus is up to something. Zeus has made the black night sky and the blue night sky. And that's not going to be good for everybody on Earth either, because I said, we're still on Earth, right? And they said, well, I guess. And I said, who lets a retirement home go to battle with, is Zeus Greek or Roman? I said, I saw some pistas, some tracks from two of the two dirt bike women. I said, I bet you those were Furies or Sirens or something. They weren't, were they with you, the two on the dirt bikes? And I said, I'll go in pursuit of them. Don't worry. Dejas, you let me take care of it. And I said, if I don't come back, mi nombre es Cedula. You know, here's my license, you know, that my name's on it. And then I got out on the plane, and not long after that, llegaron. They arrived, the two women on dirt bikes. They circled me, covered me in dirt. And I said, gracias, Damas, thank you. And then they handed me a paper. They said, la carta de vinos. They said, the wine list, I can't. And they said, yeah, mirando bayan. And I said, I can't drink. I don't drink anymore, ma'am. I said, is Dionysus involved in this? And they said, mirando bayan. I think again, I said, no. And they said, viviendo exagerada fuera. And I said, I'm not the one on a dirt bike that's 90 years young. And I said, actually, all this dirt on me atrayendo is attracting, it's attracting, you know, moisture for my skin. So that's a good thing. And I said, could you get a hold of Zeus? I said, actually, you probably don't get a hold of Zeus. I said, do you two work for Zeus? And they said, no, patadas. We're just out here for kicks. We love the techo, the ceiling, the sky. And I said, Están a salvo. You know, you're safe out here. Entender. I can try to understand what's going on, but I can't. But I said, actually, acabo, you're finished. And then I pulled the like cords that make things run, you know, because I watched enough 80s TV shows to know where the cord was. I think the distributor cord or something. And I held those out of their reach. So their motorbikes were no longer running. They were, you know, not happy with me. But I was able, you know, I was able to just hold it up above my head real high and they couldn't get it, even though they were trying to. And then they said, creemos amante. And I said, no, 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 no. Because I was saying, we believe you're our lover. I said, meh. I said, amante, apenas. I'm barely a lover. You know, I'm a lover of boring stuff. And then they said, que es correcto drogas? Is these the right drugs? I said, no, no, I don't need any lover drugs. Trust me, there won't be any loving going on here. And then they called me a malparido, which isn't a nice thing. And I said, permitir, de otra cosas farsantes. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'll allow fakers to do anything they want. Reconozca, because I recognize the cédula, the identity card. I can identify. You know, I don't want to go. I said, we got to get this sky back from blue to black so everybody can sleep. Como del resto. It's not right. Usando la idea altruisima. You know, let's get a lofty notion going. I realize you don't want to go on to the next thing. None of you people. Intact. Tachable, you know, it's impeccable. Your taste in motorbikes and, I mean, if you're going to pick a god, you might as well pick Zeus and Dionysus. Are those the gods you're working with? But propuesta, I have a proposal. I said, pues la sola llevo alimento accepte. If I take a single raid up there, and would you accept if I just took Zeus's, stole Zeus's toe? And I'll bring it back to you. Bring it back to retirement village. Everyone just goes home. You know, and I'll just bring that. And then they said, profundo fallo produjo. They said, we're trying to, you know, this seems like if you're going to take Zeus's toe and bring it to us. They say, yeah, you can hold it hostage or whatever, you know. Facturas, terapias, you know, you send Zeus bills. Or make Zeus, you know, or juntos deslance, you know, you can come together and demand your outcome from Zeus. And so then we headed back and they said, sido capaz valor cobarde, did you get any value for the coward? And I said, oh, you were giving me to Zeus. And they said, no, he wasn't retuvo, he wasn't retained. And I said, do you know I'm a dull podcaster? I have powers of abismo zozobra, capsizing the abyss. So, mostro, everyone go inside. Apuestas, you can bet on me whether I'll be back tomorrow with Zeus's cho or not, or I'll show up with no tanganada, nothing. But estoy acabo con esto. I'm finished with this tonight. Everyone go to bed. Ahora uno de esta, you know, just get in your rooms. Actando oyeran. When you hear me acting tomorrow, if I sound de joven, young, you'll know I'm back with Zeus's show. And it took forever, you know, verlo así, you know, I'd see also some people here and a couple of people tried to alejarse, walk away. And, you know, I felt like I was out at El Fondo, the bottom. But then I found within me a nueva vida, a new life. Now, I had no intention of stealing Zeus's toe, you know, clearly. Luckily, when I was grew up new in Cooperstown, and I don't tell anybody this because it's probably a giant crime. So this is alleged. But I knew in Cooperstown, near where I grew up in Syracuse, there was one of those giants they had discovered, like that people thought was a giant. I can't remember which one it was now, of course. So I said, well, I'll get over there and I'll take that giant stuff, which I did. Luckily, this was not that far from Cooperstown, like over the long they sleep, like a 16-hour drive each way. So I got back. And, like I said, I had a Nueva Vida, and I showed up with the tow. No one remembered, because I guess that someone, this is what I heard, is they gave these people ecstasy. And that was just happening. And then they called me, like they crank called me. So I said, well, I deserve that. I've done that to young people. When I was young, I did it too. So I said, it's fitting that old people would crank call me. And they said, we're not old. I said, okay, older adults would take ecstasy and then call me. And I said, no wonder it was so confusing, but I did seal Zeus. I said, is it something giant, the Cardiff Giant? I stole the Cardiff Giant's toe. I did not. I'm not in possession of it. Check Winfield Retirement Village. I think it's... in Bob's room, but he goes by Swarthy Pete or something. I don't know. And yeah, that's it. So that was the adventure. That's the time I stole Zeus's toe. Good night. All right. So we're talking episode 57 of Metastasis News. It starts with Peto on the side of a highway, almost like in an underpass, and he's on the phone. And then he's using the word profe. So we're like, okay, he's on the phone with Walter. Yeah, kind of below the freeway. He says, don't worry. Bay, her smokes, it has a weird word, weird look. Don't worry, Bay. He smokes, has a weird look. So I guess he says, don't worry. I don't know what this Bay is. It could be, definitely looks like a B and then an A and then a Y. But there's a space between the BA and the Y. But that's just my handwriting. But Peto must have a weird look on his face as he talks and says, don't worry, Walt. And then I put Henry's restaurant because I didn't know where they were. They were outside a restaurant. And then I said, no. And it's Peto. He's at, with his uncles or cousins or whatever. And he's all excited, full of ideas. He's holding court at the breakfast booth. And he thought he was talking about some easy, big idea, so much so they put double question mark. Peto seems pretty happy. His uncles are in the restroom, and I think they're talking about his idea. They throw some tissues away, and then they get in a truck with two water tanks attached. I said, is that the methylamine, I guess, or are they on some methylamine job? And then the episode opens and it's confessiones, confessions. And then we have Jose's on a camera. He's still kind of staring off. And then Henry says to him, Jose Miguel Rojas, Jose. And Jose, and then Henry asks him a couple of questions. He says, what about this Heisenberg? And he says, you know, Heisenberg. And he says, Walter. And then Jose's like, what? What? And then Henry lays out his case. He says, save the BS, kid. He looked very sharp in his suit, a blue shirt and a tie. Henry looks good. He tries every cop move in the book. You know, he tries identifying. He tries being, you know, telling Jose, you know, let's work together. Then let's, like, I'm going to work against you. And then Henry gets super intense. So intense it upsets Jose, who starts crying just with his words. They couldn't figure it out. A few tears. But Jose says, I'm not talking. And then Saul rolls in. He tosses Henry. He says, hit the road. Then he shames the cops who let Henry in, sends him out for coffee. And then Saul's all bent out of shape. He's like, what were you thinking? Fresco, 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 fresco. I think there's five frescoes. Then we're at Walt on phone. I thought I said Walt on the phone. He's all stressed. Junior gets home. Walt's putting on makeup to cover up. And Junior says, "Pa." And then it seemed like Maria was up to something. Like she's coming to get something or get Junior. And then Junior's like, "What's up, Pa? Why are you wearing makeup?" He goes, "Oh, Pop's putting on makeup, buddy. We got a little acne here." And he says, "We should talk." And he says, "Que paso?" And then he even says, "Come here, buddy," I think. Yeah. And then he says, "Let's talk about life and acne and stuff." Perfect. I don't know what that means. And then Junior says, "Pa, I'm sad." And then I looked at the camera panned over and they were holding hands. I thought that was really nice. Father and son holding hands. And then we have Henry who comes home from work. He needs a drink. And he's like, "Oh no, I had a terrible day. I don't got any evidence. Jose's not talking." Maria's like, "WTF." Henry's like, "You know, I might lose my job here." Next scene is Cielo and Walt in their bedroom with a camera. But Walt's on camera, don't worry. And he says, "My name's Walter Blanco, and this is my confession." Then they're at a nice restaurant for dinner, and Henry and Maria show up. Couple things about this restaurant. There was two giant metal elk or reindeer statues in the restaurant. So I don't know if it was a reindeer restaurant or an elk restaurant, or it could have been, I don't know. And then Walt tries to talk to Henry and Maria. Cielo was there as well. Then the waiter shows up. And then Henry and Maria, they have these like cold, quiet, pissed off looks on their faces. Henry's shirt's opened a few buttons. And as soon as the waiter walks off, he's like, "Are you going to confess or what?" And Walt's like, "Not till I got everything clear with Junior. You know, I don't see why I would confess." And then Maria and Walt do some talking. And then Walt tries to talk directly to Henry, who then lays something on Walt, like some info. And then around 18 minutes, Walt comes back with, Walt says something, and then the waiter comes back, and Maria has this amazing look, 1800-ish, I put. And then Henry tells the waiter, "Hey, we're talking here, hit the road." Then Maria kind of started to drop some shame on Cielo or something, and then Cielo tries to defend herself, but Maria's not having it. Then Walt talks about stuff about Junior. And Henry goes, aver, que es correcto. He goes, "Dude, you're a drug dealer." And then Maria heaps on some more shame. And then Henry's like, "I'm not talking about anything but a legal solution or something." And Walt's like, "No way, nope. And Henry won't give an inch. So Walt, parentheses, coolly, looks over at Maria or Cielo. He says, "Vamanos." I think he said as a question, though, like, "Vamanos? What do you think? Let's get out of here." And they roll out, but right as they do, Walt pauses and he puts a DVD on the table. And then so when we see a black and white confession video, and Henry and Maria are watching it. And this was a pretty cool scene because some of it was shot through the TV, like the TV's view through the glass. So actually, for the cathode, like a cathode ray view, that's what the TVs used to be made out of. And they're watching the video, and it's Walt telling a lie that Henry's the Heisenberg, that he's the brains behind the business. And Walt slowly lays out a case against Henry. And as he watches it, Henry's grimacing because Walt's just hitting every note, playing him like a fiddle. And Maria even, she puts her hand over her mouth at one point, you know, because she's so taken aback. And it's a great scene. Like, Walt really puts them in this, rough place. shot through the TV, both of them watching side by side and reacting. I like to that. As Will just keeps pouring it on. But I think he also was laying it out with like real clues. So it was like, you know, Henry was totally like pinned. And then at 27, whatever Will said at 27 minutes, like totally takes Henry's breath away. His mouth moves, but he doesn't say anything. Oh no, his mouth moves with sad, desperate words, I put. And Maria's too. And then this bell tolls, you know, that's it happened a few times in this season. And Henry's stunned. Henry and Maria talked. They're like, we're caught. What are we going to do about this? And first time Henry finds out, oh, then Henry finds out for the first time about the money, like for his physical rehab, was from Walt. And then he's really sad. He's like, Maria. Then we have Saul and Jose in an SUV. Saul's all worked up. He's got a pink shirt with a nice matching tie with a dot, pink dots. Walt pulls up in his matte muscle car, M-A-T-T-E. And he asks Jose what Henry said, and Jose tries to fill in some details, and Saul's still bent out of shape, mostly at Jose. So Walt asks to talk to Jose alone. And Walt tries the old caring parent role, and they talk for a while, and at some point Jose looks over at him. And then he lays it on Walt. He goes, this is all about you. You're not caring parent me. You're caring parent to defend yourself. And then even says, what about me? And Jose seems to ask for something. And then he cries. And Walt goes from mad to thoughtful. And Jose keeps going on about Mario and other stuff. And then Walt goes in for a hug and a back pad. The old back pad, you know, pinnacle of intimacy. And like, while Jose cries. Then we're back at the car wash and Walt's working. Cielo's smoking a cigarette. And Walt wants something, but Cielo's kind of ignoring him. And Henry's in his office and Gomez comes in and Henry has a blue highlighter. And Gomez says, what are you thinking with Jose? And then Henry just kind of acts like a jerk, so Gomez leaves. Then Saul and Jose have a slip of paper. They're talking about Andrea. Then Saul makes a call about double question mark. Jose's quiet. He's looking down. Saul goes to get some of Jose's money, but then the sound kind of falls out, like Jose stopped listening. Then Jose goes to smoke a joint, but Saul's like, you can't smoke pot in a lawyer's office, a hippie, he says. And then Saul gets a bag, a bag for him to put the money in. And the heavy breather comes in, mouth breather for Jose. And then Saul gives him a pink BlackBerry burner phone. And then we see Saul has the exact address, gives it to the mouth breather. And he says, I guess this is goodbye. And Saul sends Jose off with like a worried look. And Jose's on the side of the road waiting for something. He checks his cigarettes. And he realizes his joint's gone. Double question mark. Then he does a realization take. He's like, oh, and then he has a flashback of his last missing cigarette. And then his ride pulls up, but he doesn't get in the ride. It was a one-shot deal, you know, for a new personality thing. So Jose goes back to Saul's office, and he wants the truth about his missing cigarettes. And then he says, Saul, I'm taking your keys. And Saul calls Walt. And then Jose's going to, you know, he's like, I'm going to go by Walt's house. And then he goes by Walt's house and he just like, he says, I don't want Walt's stuff organized anymore. So he disorganizes all Walt's books and, you know, everything that he has alphabetized. And that's the end of the episode. All right. So we're talking season 5, episode 11, Confessions of Breaking Bad. And it starts out and getting, well, Tad's not exactly getting his kicks. He's getting his smokes on Route 66. He's calling from outside a cafe. He's like, "Hey, Mr. White, how you doing?" He goes, "There's been some change in management and stuff, but I wanted to give you a heads up, you know, but if you want to give me a call and talk, it'd be cool." He's leaving a voicemail. He says, "Me and Declan, we had a difference of opinion." Then we go into the cafe, and Todd is the belle of the ball. He's holding court, telling his train story to his uncles. You also see a generational divide because they say, "Isn't anything like the movie Hooper?" And Hooper is a movie I used to watch with some, you know, at about 4 a.m. in New York City. It was before my time. But it was Burt Reynolds, I think, as a stuntman. So we would watch it on, like, DVD or something. So they talk about Hooper and helicopters and stuff like that. Then when the waitress comes, I notice all the guys got real quiet, even though they weren't really talking about anything. And then the uncle and his sidekick get all serious. They say, "Geez, Todd, are you feeling good about cooking?" And Todd says, "Yeah." I say, "Okay, we got to go hit the head." And then it was like straight out. I mean, talk about timeless material. They go to the bathroom and they're talking about the nanny state and, you know, like making stuff great again, kind of. Like helicopter parenting, all that stuff. The two uncles, armrest, what does that say? Oh, he says, "Geez, the decline of the U.S., you know, I look at the armrest on an airplane and I don't see an ashtray. And that's why I realize we've lost everything," or something. What the heck happened? Then they head out with their mesalamine and they're on the way back to New Mexico. Also, though, there was a good song, "Romp Stomp Was My Baby Tonight," I think was the song. I didn't write down the singer, and the episode opens. As it does, Jesse comes into a close, slow focus, and there's a time lapse of the cops talking to him with weird, dropped out like sounds. You know, Jesse's out of it. And then a hand shuts off the camera, a hand we don't see. Jesse's still staring away. And he says, voice, it's Hank's voice. He says, "Mr. Pinkman." Then I can't, this looks like, he says, "How are you doing today?" "Oh, not so good," because he goes, I want to talk to you about my brother-in-law, your partner, Heisenberg. And Jesse, you know, flinches. He says, "Oh, yeah, that's the look." He goes, "Lucky for you, I'm interested in Heisenberg, so I got you an offer." He goes, "You tell me everything." And Jesse has this pained look on his face. And then Hank's really good here. He goes, "I know he's the mastermind." He goes, "It doesn't look like you guys are getting along." And then Jesse tells Hank, you know, "We could take off, eh?" And he goes, "Are you sure that's how you want to do this?" He goes, "Why don't you try?" He goes, Jesse says, "You know, why would I do you a favor? You haven't been nice to me." And he goes, "Well," he goes, "you can't be happy. Happy people don't throw money away." And he goes, "I don't think Walt's going to be happy about that, but maybe that's the point." And he goes, "But I can relate. You know, my own brother-in-law lied to me for over a year, used me. Maybe you could understand that feeling." He goes, "Come on, Jesse, help me out." He goes, "I know you want that." And then he says, "I think you want to talk." And Jesse says, "Not to you." And it's also clear that Jesse's probably not over their last encounter. Oh, and at one point, Hank leans in and goes, "He really did a number on you." What does this mean? Hank does some PyCon analysis. I don't know what that means, a PyCon analysis. That's weird. But he definitely doesn't. He even growls when he says, "My own brother-in-law." Then Saul rolls in, and he's got a lot of good material. Hey, you know, what are you doing with this kid? You know, you want a lawsuit? Come on, Rocky, hit the road. And then he get, you know, as soon as they leave, he says, detectives, I'm inviting you to leave. Then he gets mad at Jesse. What are you doing throwing money away while we're trying to help you? He goes, why didn't you call me? I heard about it on the news. He goes, what'd you talk to Schrader about? And Jesse says, nothing. And he says, chill out. And Saul's like, chill out. No, 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 I can't chill out. You know, things are out of here. He goes, I imagine Schrader shared with you his recent discovery. And he says, okay, well, then you get my complete lack of chill. Also, Saul had like a nice line shirt, and I assume that means a striped shirt and line shirt. A gray suit, pink tie with gray and maroon stripes, very sharp. Then Walt's on the phone with Saul talking, and then Junior comes home. Walt looks in the mirror, tries to put on some cover-up on his eyes, and Junior's yelling, hey, Dad, I'm going to hang out with Aunt Marie. And then Dad says, wait, come on back. And then he sees his dad. He says, Dad, what happened to you? And he says, oh, nothing, I'm fine. He goes, I do want to talk, though, buddy. And he goes, you know, I want to keep you up to date on everything that's happening, you know, up to date with lies. He goes, I got a little shadow I'm dealing with, but I'm going to be fine. He goes, maybe I was going a little too hard, but I don't want you to worry. He goes, don't worry about it at all. And he goes, I'm fine. And I think Junior says, geez, that's what I do is worry. You're my dad. And he goes, well, okay, go hang out with Aunt Marie. He goes, no, no, I'm staying by your side, Dad. I liked how they were sitting face to face. Deserve to know. Oh, yesterday I fainted. That's what he says. Well, the Junior says, well, what now? He says, we go on like always. Can we all stay positive? That's when he says, I'm staying with you. Then we have Hank and Marie. And they're in front of Hank's bar, which has the portrait of three gunslingers from the West. And Marie's like, what's going on? And Hank's like, I didn't tell anybody. Old Grovy Hank, old Grouchy Hank is back, because he's like biting Marie. You know, anything Marie says, he's got a not nice thing to say back. Then we have Skylar and Walt in the bedroom. Walt's pacing. Skylar's arms are crossed. She goes, Walt, you sure about this? And he says, it's the only way. Walt gets on the thing. He says, my name is Walter Hartwell White. I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87104. This is my confession. Then they're at like a corporate Chevy's restaurant. We get a couple, this is a little bit of comedy. Great acting by this young actor. Or maybe it had chili, red chili lights, music's playing. I think it was, I can't remember. I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't. And then they say they're here. Oh, it's Papel Picado up, which is beautiful. And some strange sauce on the table. Not a salsa. It looked like it had separated. And at 15:55, Hank has a total of the thing from the movie's face. Trent's the waiter. There's like an Office Space shout out with the waiter. I think it might even been the same waiter from Office Space. He's got some flair, total flair on. And he says, hey, can I start anybody out with some beverages? Margaritas, how about some tableside guacamole? Or Gardunios or something. And they say, no, no, we need some time with the menus. He goes, all right, I'll be back with some water. And then Hank says, so you're here to confess? And Walt was dressed up as Mr. Rogers. He had like a sweater, not a vest on, what are those things called? But, and he goes, hey, no, we're here to talk about Junior. Your concern is misplaced. And this is at like 17:08, because I put, wow, 17:08, just because of their reactions. And they say, well, you know, because they're like, you know, we want Flynn and Holly with us. And that's when Will says, you're misplaced. And they don't, we don't want you in our business. Leave our children out of it. Junior's already been through a lot. And Will says, you know, you can't just leave Junior out of this. And, you know, why do you got to bug me? What's going to come to Junior? And Hank's like, well, he's going to see who's on the, who's a good guy and who's the non-legal guy. And then Will says, you have no, or maybe Scott, they say, you have no evidence to support your claims. You know, why tear the family apart? Oh, Double Star, after he said through a laugh, Double Star, Marie's laugh. She goes, you are just, and then her face turns to frown. Hank has the snarl and stare before he says, arrest you. And then the Will says, if that day ever comes, so be it, but you have no evidence. Then Trent shows up at the water. So he goes, how about that guacamole? We make it right at the table. But then Trent, in this one, he picks up on the vibe. Really good, really good acting. He had a great look on his face. I mean, great writing, too. Then we have Marie and Skylar kind of go back and forth, and Walt tries to guilt them. He's like, this isn't a, you know, let's deal with our family. This isn't an ongoing situation. It's in the past. There's nothing to accomplish. Not feeling so great. And, you know, that's going to be sad for Junior. He goes, to put this on top of that's not right. And then they say, well, they all go off. You're using the word right. It was a right to run a drug empire. He's like, there is no drug empire. And then Marie drops a solution, and it's like, no, 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 he's not getting off that easy, Marie. And then Hank gets even more aggressive. He's like, you're not going to walk away with this, so just step up and admit things. And then Walt just stands up. He says, let's go. And then he leaves the DVD on the table, and he pushes it across the table with his fingers to Hank. And this was cool. The audio starts first while Hank and Marie are just sitting in the restaurant with this look on their face like, what's this? What's this DVD? And Will says, this is my confession. And then it changes to Hank and Marie standing in front of their TV. They look like two mannequins because their arms were like slack at their sides. And Will totally, you know, throws Hank, you totally bust Hank. Very, very good acting everywhere. Walt says, I was weak, so I agreed. And Marie and Hank are in shock. Walt just framed Hank, or could, you know, it's a DVD leak. And Walt hits out, like, every single note lays out a total case against Hank, and, and he goes, I hope the world will finally see the man he really is. And then Hank also says, did he say something about $177,000? And Marie goes, yeah, that's what we used for your rehab. He goes, oh, God, no, Marie. He goes, that's the last nail. It's so good. She sits down. She's like, you know, what are we going to do? And it was so good. You know, Marie says, well, you're too proud. Then we have Saul and Jesse out there in the desert. And Saul says, it's always a desert. This time Saul looks a little more ridiculous. He's got a yellow shirt with a brown suit and a purple pocket square. Walt rolls up kind of in a Cro-Magnon mode. He searches Saul's car for bugs. And then Walt and Jesse kind of talk about, geez, what did Hank know? What did Hank say? Saul gets all bent out of shape, and Walt sends Saul off. And this was a good scene to watch because Bob Odenkirk had a tough job of acting in the same frame, but just barely out of earshot, and then sometimes within earshot of Walt and Jesse. And that seems really difficult, and Jesse and Walt were on fire. And Walt says, Jesse, why don't you start a new life? You know, you go with Saul's guy, get a new identity, clean slate, a legitimate job, meet a girl, start a family even. Heck, you're so young. What's here for you anyway? It tells you if we could trade places, a whole lifetime ahead of you with the chance to hit the reset button. In a few years, this would just be like a dream. And Jesse says, can you stop working me? He goes, for like 10 seconds, stop jerking me around. And Walt says, Jesse, I'm not. And he goes, you are. He goes, drop the concerned dad thing and tell me the truth. You're acting like this is about me when it's about you. You just want me to leave town to cover up for you. And Jesse says, just say so. Just ask me for a favor. Just tell me you don't care about me. And either I leave town or, you know, you're not friends with me anymore. He goes, just tell me you need this. Also, Jesse looked really splotched and swollen and sad. 3105, Jesse's look at when he, Walt says this will be like just a bad dream. And when he was talking, his voice was almost gone. Stop working me for once. And that's when Saul's in the background trying to pretend like he can't hear when he can. Great, great stuff. And then Walt does a slow walk to Jesse and hugs him, bear hug. He puts his head on his shoulder so Jesse can cry. Then Walt's at work. He says, have an A1 day. Music's playing. Walt goes into the office. Skylar's just staring into space and she doesn't even hear him. And Walt says, it worked and we're fine. Then Hank's in his office. He's looking at forms. Steve comes in. He says, what's going on, boss? And he goes, I got to pull these guys off of Pinkman. And Hank's kind of stuck because he doesn't know what to do. So he says, I'm going out. And Saul's with Jesse. He's like, this is your last chance. No take backs. 1 hour. You got to meet this guy. Then Jesse tries to later join. He says, you can't fire up a doob in here. He goes, stop screwing around. He goes, some people are immune to good advice. And then he goes, we need some bags for money, money-sized bags. Gives Jesse a Hello Kitty phone. He says, why don't you go to Florida? And Jesse says, what about Alaska? Alaska's good. And then Jesse says, well, Saul says, take care, Jesse. And then on the way out the door, he bumps into Huel. And then he's standing off the road in Albuquerque in front of these, like, flood barriers or something. It was really cool. And Jesse checks all his pockets, which is something that happens to me, like, 4 times a day. I check all my pockets, panicking. And then I check them again and then again. And then either it was already in a pocket I checked what I needed or it's in my already, it probably usually is usually in my hand while I'm, I say, where are my keys? Oh, they're in my hand, not in these 8 pockets. Or, oh, I left them in that, you know, that drawer that everybody's taking stuff from. But then Jesse finds his cigarettes. He looks at them, and the music really starts pumping. And Jesse flashes back and realizes that Huel took his cigarettes. And that Saul was the one behind it. So he goes back to Saul. He goes, you stole the cigarettes. You told me he was, Saul says, he told me he was saving you. And then Saul calls Jesse, or Walt, he goes, we got a big problem. And then Skylar was distracted at work. She overpays her change to an honest customer who says, you overpaid me in change. And Walt peels into work. He tries to enter all calmly. And he says, what's going on? Walt says, why? And she says, no reason. And then Walt's like, I got to check the latch on the soda machine. It's not latching. I'm going to check it. She says, okay, great. And then Walt's on the lookout. What do they put? Oh, exact change. I can't remember. It must have been a customer who said that. And then Walt's like, oh, I got to go get my prescription. And there's music playing in the whole time. And then Jesse pulls up to Walt's house and he's in total loon mode. And the episode ends. That's it.
All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through
my weeks in review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2. Almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, a recurring thing.
Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier, and Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. if you need support at supercast.com, and good night.